It all began with the idea or a dream of two young men, Miles Walsh and Billy McWhirter. Miles had just turned 20 and finished his apprenticeship in plumbing and central heating and was looking for work. He'd volunteered as a youth worker down at the Phoenix, not far down the road, while he was looking for work. Across the road was Billy. He was an engineer, but he suffered from depression, and often Billy's mum would ask Miles to come across the road and encourage Billy to get up. And he did, and that was on his days off that Miles used to do that. Now, sadly, when Miles was 19, his dad had died. Now, his dad was an Irish Catholic. He'd lived on a subsistence farm in County Mayo, pretty well hand to mouth, but he did know something about gardening, and Billy knew something about gardening. And when both of them looked out from where they lived onto the piece of old farming land that was now a dumping ground for old cars and settees and rubbish, and also known locally as the battlefield, where those right at the top of Castle Hill used to make bonfires, as well as the bottom part of Castle Hill. And it was called the battlefield because they used to steal things from each other's fires before it came to bonfire night. And he thought, what can be done with this? And they came up with the idea. And Miles says it was mostly Billy's idea of a community farm. Quite an idea from what they were looking at. They'd taken part in a clean-up Dumbarton period of time, and they had seen what could happen. And Miles said, Billy had the verbal skills, the intellect and the farsightedness, and I was eager to improve where I was living because this would have a knock-on effect on everyone, not just me. I could see the place running down, and I wanted to stop things deteriorating and try to do something about it. Billy was an engineer, a toolmaker, and I was a plumber, and we felt we had something to give to our community. They did indeed. And so it started off as an idea that started to come towards reality. And they brought other people on board to help from the community, particularly down from the Phoenix, the community centre. And they sought permission to use the old Castle Hill farmland. And in 1982, permission was granted by Dumbarton Council to use the former farmland. Now, Miles said at the very beginning, the plans were pretty basic. We had plans on how to divide the site up, Miles said, and use it. What area was going to be the conservation area? What was going to be for the stock to graze on? What ground was going to be under tilt? And so, using only the bare experience of knowing how to grow vegetables in his garden and a little bit of knowledge from his grandparents on his mother's side, who lived in a wee village in East Lothian called Durlton, who had given him some knowledge in gardening. He said everybody in the village of Durlton had a back garden and a variety of different veg. What I remember was that every time we went to visit Granny, you always end up with bags full of veggies and jars full of jam. And so it's just with that basic experience, they set up the basic plans. And they got a small amount of funding of £200 to get the basic equipment, buy tools basically. They decided on the name No Top because Billy and Miles thought it's a neutral name. It doesn't belong to anybody. No just means hill And, well, it's the top of a hill, no top. And that's where the name came from. And so they also gathered around them 24 people who formed the project committee. Dalriah primary school pupils were asked what animals they wanted. And they decided the usual things. They wanted rabbits, they wanted chickens, they wanted ducks, they wanted goats. And so they went to the Lanark market and they got some of these animals. Some animals were donated. And in June 1982, they got £500 from the Jubilee Trust. And they applied for urban aid granting because they wanted to have landscape gardens and market gardens, beehives, soft fruit plantation, tree planting and conservation. And also they wanted to have foodstuffs that they could sell to the local community. So in 1982, November, the first crops came in. And it was the bog standard things you plant. It was potatoes, but it broke up the ground. They also knew they had to fundraise, so they had a bonfire and a barbecue. And then they had a focus on trees during the National Tree Week on the 26th of November. And they cleared out a pond that had been there and made it a great place for growing plant life. The whole idea, the whole dream was to make a place that people could interact with nature. They could enjoy creating and raising animals, making. So that was the first year, 1982. The next year we'll look at is 1983. What happened then, I wonder?